We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Saints and Niners in San Francisco Sunday, 3:25 kickoff. And if you watched the 49ers last night, you had to walk away very impressed with their win. They've won three straight. Eric Crocker joining us now, Locked On 49ers podcast, former NFL and arena cornerback. Eric, man, it looks like the 49ers are starting to hit their stride right at the right time. This is where you want to get hot in the middle of November.
I think this is the 49er team that a lot of people were expecting to see heading into the season, and started off a little rocky, losing to the Bears, losing to the Broncos, a couple games they had no business losing, and just about a month ago, losing to the Atlanta Falcons over in Atlanta. But yep, right now, it seems like they're hitting stride at the right time.
And, Eric, it seems like the one constant, though, and the only thing that sets them back, maybe, you know, injuries on both sides of the football, but it seems like they're really rolling right now defensively.
Yeah, they're firing, man. And D'Amico Ryans, I think, since he's shown up as a defensive coordinator, because a lot of people don't realize this, but he's been with this 49er team as long as this tenure has been there. So 2017, he showed up with Shanahan and those guys. But he's done a terrific job just putting guys in positions to be successful. They've had a lot of injuries over the years, and he's done a really good job of putting the right people in place to make sure that they're as successful as they could be. And I think we saw that on full display yesterday. Now, you also played against the Arizona team that is kind of fighting with one arm behind their back. They're not as healthy as they can be. Same thing with the Rams. That was one of the games the 49ers just played. The Chargers, they had a lot of injuries. So they've had a little luck on their side as well during this stretch where they've played teams that aren't as healthy. And we'll see what happens heading into the Saints game if they're a little healthier and maybe make it a little bit more of a football game.
Elijah Mitchell's a guy I saw at Erath High School in Louisiana, and he goes to University of Louisiana, has a tremendous career there. Has had some injuries, but he's back healthy, and we saw him full display last night, him and McCaffrey in that backfield, a 1-2 shot, and then you throw in Deebo Samuel. But a little bit about Elijah and what he means to this offense.
Oh, man, he's good, and they missed him. You know, he got hurt in the first half against the Chicago Bears, and he was running well, very well. And he ended up missing, the next eight games? So now the last two games he's been back, and he's actually led the 49ers in rushing both games, even with Christian McCaffrey being there in the backfield as well. So that shows, you know, how explosive he can be. And, you know, I asked the question, a lot of 49er fans, you know, you're really excited you get Christian McCaffrey. My whole thing was, how much better can Christian McCaffrey be than Elijah Mitchell to justify giving up a second-round pick, third-round pick, fourth-round pick, fifth-round pick, and pay him $12 million each of the next 2 years? I think that just goes to how highly I view Elijah Mitchell and his ability. But he's different than Christian McCaffrey. I think they complement each other extremely well. He's going to run really hard. He's going to put his foot in the ground right now and get north right away. And he has a really nice initial explosiveness that I think you've seen really in both of his games since coming back from his injury.
Now, Eric, what is the take, I guess, from the fan base or from the players within the locker room? It seems like just from an outsider looking in that the team just seems like they're all in with Jimmy G. It's not like the hell with Trey Lance, but he's out of sight, out of mind. He's not here. But what is the mindset like where the 49ers are at? Because even if you look at like the Eagles record and where Dallas is at, and then even look at the Vikings record, the people, you know, fans around the country always say, yeah, but the 49ers in the postseason. And I think they're, you know, confident, the fan base. Well, Jimmy G could take them there, but what is your take on the fan base and just the teammates like Jimmy G versus Trey Lance right now going forward?
And a little bit on that kind of long term, because you know Jimmy's going next year. How confident is this team in Trey?
Right. So a couple of things there. One, I think is if you ask most people from the fan base, it's probably a little bittersweet, right? Because you want to get things rolling with Trey Lance and see him heading in the right direction, and you know the big time upside that he has and ability, and you see the throws downfield and him using his legs, and then boom, you lose him. And then you have to go back to Jimmy Garoppolo. And it's like, oh, man, you got Jimmy G, same old, you know, kind of shell up sometimes in these big moments. But I think right now it's very reminiscent of the Alex Smith, and I'm not comparing Trey Lance to Patrick Mahomes. Think I'm doing that. But just that situation where the Chiefs got Patrick Mahomes, and next thing you know, Alex Smith has the best year of his career. And I think we thought we would see that from Garoppolo last year. We didn't, and maybe some of it had to do with some of the injuries he had. But this year, I think right now, especially over the last few weeks, we're seeing the best version of him. So the players in the locker room, they've always been behind Jimmy Garoppolo. They love him. They've been to war with him. They've been to battle with him. They've won a ton of games with him. And a lot of these guys were there when things weren't great, or even know what it's like when Jimmy wasn't playing in a couple of these years. And you just lose a lot of games. So I think the team, the players, they're all in on him. As far as long term, it's going to be really tough to retain him because Jimmy Garoppolo, they can't franchise tag him.
Correct.
So there's no trade and tag. They can't trade him. They can't do anything with him. I'd expect him to reach free agency. And I think there's going to be a team that doesn't have maybe a younger, talented quarterback kind of like Trey Lance. In the waiting wings, that's going to be like, look, we need a quarterback like Jimmy now, and they're going to offer him the world, and the 49ers won't be able to match anything like that.
Man, we got a lot of respect for Fred Warner as a linebacker. I think he's one of the top three guys in this business. But Greenlaw, man, can he play? That guy, he flies around the field. He's got great instincts to the football, but it's just his movement skills, side to side, to get around would-be blockers. Because he's not the hugest guy in the world at playing linebacker. Boy, he's just got a knack for getting around the big men and getting to the ball carrier.
So, you know, it actually started with Quan Alexander. And I know Saints fans are very familiar with Quan Alexander. Y'all signed him after he had an injury and whatnot. So Quan Alexander brought this certain, fire to the linebacker corps, just this certain fire, this swagger. They had these hot boy T-shirts. Like, they were all in on that, and Quan brought that. Well, Fred Warner has since carried that tradition on, and he's that fiery guy. He's flying around. Well, Fred's not the only one that benefited from that. You see the other linebackers, Dre Greenlaw, Azeez Al-Shaair. There were people last year questioning, is Azeez Al-Shaair better than Fred Warner? You know, and I never questioned it.
Whoa.
But 49ers
no, I wouldn't
did,
either.
So, yeah, that just goes to show, like, how well this linebacker core plays. And they're not big, the biggest of guys. I think Fred Warner's pretty big, but all these guys, I think except for Azeez, played safety in college as well. So Fred Warner, he played safety. You have Greenlaw.
Greenlaw played safety.
And, Azeez, so those guys, they fly around, they cover well, they keep a lot of things in front of them, and they play with this really nasty mean streak. I think Greenlaw specifically, he can be a little undisciplined at times, but I think almost like your kids, right, you can have a couple perfect kids, but there's going to always be that one that does things the way they want to do it. I think that's Greenlaw in this group, where he can get a little wild at times and have an uncharacteristic penalty that you don't like to see, but you can never question his effort or anybody else's in that linebacker court.
Now, Eric, before we let you run, I think they're about as good as it gets in the National Football League when healthy, and everyone, they would start for every team. Listen, I like Kelce with the Chiefs, but I want you to comment on what George Kittle brings to the table and also Nick Bosa. I just think, I don't know, that they're as good as it gets. No matter what team you look at it, that they're that dominant. Now, you got to have luck with injuries or stay healthy, but Nick Bosa and George Kittle's as good as it gets.
Man, you see George Kittle last night, and, you know, he has, what, four catches for 80-something yards, a couple of touchdowns. You see the run-after-catch ability. And I think the frustration with him is not even so much him, it's just his target share. Now, the 49ers definitely have a lot of weapons, but I don't care about any of that. You have to figure out a way to get the ball in his hands. And when you go back to the Chargers game, he only had two targets on the entire game. One catch two targets. I think that's inexcusable. This game, they did. They definitely were more conscious of giving him his opportunities. And then you see what happens. You have the explosive plays. And like, I would go up to Kyle Shanahan and like, dude, target him more, force it to him. Kind of like what you see with Travis Kelce. The 49ers just don't do that with him. I think they need to do that a lot more, and you see more big plays and explosive plays in this offense. Then as it pertains to Nick Bosa, I mean, he's just really good. And I remember him coming out of college. Everybody knew how good he was. You knew the, you know the bloodline. You know his brother. And it's weird how he wins, because he's not this, like, you know, Von Miller, bursty around the edge. He's going to bend and sink almost touching the ground and then pop up and sack a quarterback. But he's just so good, and he's so consistent, and he just wins reps at a very high rate. He has a really high motor. He was a guy that's kind of like born to play defensive end, and maybe that's because between his brother, his dad, I think he has like an uncle, like all those
and
guys.
His uncle, Eric Kumaro.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, he's just, you know, he's just groomed to play the position, but he does at a high level, and now he's facing a lot of chips. You know, everybody has to account for where Nick Bosa is. They put running backs to his side. They line him up right next to him. They chip him. They make sure they get a piece of him. And even then, he's been able to still generate a decent amount of sacks this year. If I had to guess, I'd say he's probably top three in sacks in the NFL right now. And that's with all the attention he gets. So definitely Nick Bosa is a really good player. Listen, I don't want to act like the 49ers are this perfect team, but I know the frustration, especially early on with some of these slow starts, has been, man, they got all this talent. How are they losing these games?
You guys were banged up, Eric. I apologize. I apologize. We're really short on time. I got to jump in. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Eric.
Eric Crocker, Locked On 49ers Podcast. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.